extreme heat, and potential ag impacts. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. This week's mid-70-degree temperatures are probably very welcome compared to the extreme heat that we saw last week. It's been giving our livestock and crops a little bit of a breather and providing some much-needed moisture throughout our Midwestern states. But we can't have heat like that without a little bit of a consequence, and USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says these big temperature swings can sometimes be really hard on our livestock.
Sometimes they come with some expense to the cattle. They are not quite acclimated to the heat at this point. Some animals may still have a portion of their winter coats, and with that lack of cooling ability, that can create a very stressful situation.
Especially when we experience extreme humidity and overnight temperatures in the 70s and 80s.
The nighttime cooling or lack thereof is creating quite a stressful situation for livestock, and we'll have to continue to monitor the animals as we move into the end of June and into July, as this heat wave looks like it will continue across many parts of the country.
With these varying temperatures, Rippey says that it's actually a good thing that our corn and soybeans haven't reached the reproductive stage yet.
Moving to crops, a little bit of good news on that front in the fact that a lot of the U.S. corn and soybeans, especially in the heartland in the Midwest, has not yet reached the reproductive stage of development. Now, we do see some single-digit numbers for corn reaching the silking stage, and mostly single-digit numbers in the Midwest for soybeans starting to bloom, one exception being Iowa, where soybeans blooming advanced to 13% by June 22nd. But from the corn standpoint, most of the corn is still safe. If we're going to get the heat, let's get it out of the way before it reaches reproduction. For soybeans, that crop can withstand heat and begin to recover after it turns cooler and wetter. So any of the early blooming soybeans that are being affected by this heat, that may not be the end of the road for that crop. It can rebloom or recover later once cooler temperatures return.
But believe it or not, the whole United States was not a hot, humid 100-degree mess. Actually, not too far away in Wyoming, they saw some freezes.
There are a few areas that have actually cooled down for the time being. And one of those, just on Monday, for example, across the northern Rockies and parts of the northern plains, we actually saw some pretty cool air for late June. We saw a few freezes, even into places like Casper, Wyoming, reaching 32 degrees on Monday, June 23rd. Then as you move into the mountains, Lake Yellowstone in northwestern Wyoming, dipping to 27 degrees. So not everybody is hot right now, but the heat will be shifting back to the west, and some of those areas that had frost or freezes across the north the last couple of days will be getting back into the heat in the next few days.
And what about for the next week and over your 4th of July holiday? What's the forecast looking like?
Taking a look at the National Weather Service Week 2 outlook, this is the 8 to 14-day time period that covers the first 7 days of the month of July. We are expecting those near to above normal temperatures to persist nearly nationwide as we move into early July. In fact, only parts of the southwest, primarily from Arizona into West Texas, expecting below normal temperatures, and that will be related to clouds and showers associated with the monsoon circulation. So that brings us to precipitation. Despite the warmth, we are expecting near or above normal rainfall across the entire country. The area with the greatest likelihood of experiencing wet conditions, at least as compared to normal, is the desert southwest. So the four corner states, really kind of at the forefront, is looking like a early and active monsoon for the southwest. That should help to provide some drought relief in one of the nation's driest areas.
And there's your update on heat impacts and the forecasts for around the United States. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.